This is No Cover, No Minimum Radio. I'm Steve Zwemke. The Barefoot Movement is a young and shoeless Americana band that has gained much national attention and acclaim in a short time. The diversity of the Barefoot Movement's music draws in fans of bluegrass, folk, country, indie, and rock and roll. Singer, songwriter, and fiddler Noah Wall started to piece the Barefoot Movement together when she met mandolinist Tommy Norris in high school. Wall found an upright bass player in Hazy Siaco, a classmate at East Tennessee State University. Guitarist Alex Connerly completed the lineup in 2013, the same year that the Barefoot Movement claimed first runner-up honors at the Telluride Bluegrass Festival's New Band Competition. The band has been selected as showcase artists at the International Bluegrass Music Association and Americana Festival conferences. Frequent touring has been a key to the Barefoot Movement's early success, as Wall explained to Carl Gerke on SDPB Radio's Dakota Midday.
Well, I think the most important thing is you know, getting your music out there, and the more you play, you know, the more it's going to spread. You know, people to people, person to person is the best way to get your music out there. I mean, of course you can do Facebook and all this stuff, but which definitely helps, but there's nothing like the most people are going to stay connected to you if they've seen you live and enjoyed you rather than just hearing you on the internet, you know.
Well, take us back to the beginning of the Barefoot Movement. I understand the group's roots go back to when you were still in high school.
Yeah, I met our mandolin player in high school. We were seniors, and I heard him play classical guitar, and so we were just kind of the start of it, and so we kind of kept playing music together. Eventually, he switched to mandolin, and we just had different band members throughout the years, but I went to East Tennessee State University in the mountains of East Tennessee, because they have a bluegrass, old-time, and country music program there, and I knew that if I went there, I'd probably meet other students that were like-minded and would want to join the band, and that's exactly what happened. I met our bass player there, and we've had some lineup changes, but we were the three core members, and then we met Alex, our guitar player, through a friend of a friend in Nashville, Tennessee, back in 2013. So.
And how does that change the sound of the band when Alex came in? Did he bring a different spirit? Did that change the Barefoot Movement in any ways?
I would say so. I mean, I always wrote progressive songs, but our former guitar player was a really great traditional, you know, very rooted in old-time music. And Alex has that as well, but he also is just more of he's a virtuosic guitar style. You know, he is very familiar with the neck of the guitar, so I think it just made things a little bit more progressive, maybe, but the songs were already there. It's just, you know, it gave the songs more possibility, I think.
Did you grow up with this music, with traditional music?
I did, but I think I resisted, letting it consume me, you know, because as a kid I was in the Pearl Jam fan club at four, and, I was a rock and roll kid, and I wanted to play music, and then my mom had a fiddle, she put a fiddle in my hands in the second grade, and I never put it down, but I didn't, you know, I didn't really know what to do with it, you know, what kind of music I wanted to make, and slowly just, you know, I mean, the music was always there. My parents were always listening to Doc Watson and the Seldom Scene and the Dillards and bands like that, but at the same time listening to Led Zeppelin and, you know, Newgrass Revival and bands that were acoustic but a little more, you know, rock-based. And so I think slowly I started to trace back the bands that I love to, like, their acoustic roots, and then, you know, more and more I just started to like the acoustic sound, and then going to ETSU just put me even further in my interest into the bluegrass and especially old time. I really fell in love with old time music at ETSU.
Well, going back to when you were a four-year-old member of the Pearl Jam fan club, does that sort of music, does that have any, does that seep into what you're doing with the Barefoot Movement in any way?
I can't be sure, but I would guess so. I kind of look at, you know, my brain as like a piece of cheesecloth, and like all the music that comes into it goes through this cheesecloth filter, and I don't know how it comes out of me and on the other direction. You know, I don't know what it's kind of holding in and what it's putting out, you know, based on what I've heard. But I listen to so much, and so I think you do kind of put out what you hear. You know, somehow it does come out through your music. But I just write, and I don't really know how that stuff comes out. But I'm sure that it does. You know, I'm sure that it has some small effect. But mostly, I'm just trying to write something that doesn't sound like anything else I've ever heard before, which can be a real, real challenge because there's just so many songs out there, you know.
The Barefoot Movement kicked off their shoes for a performance at the Matthews Opera House in Spearfish on February 26, 2015. We'll hear their first set tonight in this two-part No Cover, No Minimum radio special. Here's the Barefoot Movement.
Y'all. So, yes, we are the Barefoot Movement, both in name and reputation. You may have figured that out by now. Today was the first day that any of us had ever stepped foot in South Dakota. It's been really awesome so far, but we're going to take you to a different part of the world now and play a song about a little place in Kentucky called Bowling Green. We'll be right back. quite a drive today. I have to say, I don't think that any of us... We have two North Carolinians, one South Carolinian, and one Mississippian, so we've never seen snow like this. And we were pulling out of literally about probably a foot and a half of snow in Denver this morning. We were really worried about getting here, but everything was fine. And then when we got on like 14A going through the Black Hills, it was absolutely incredible. And I was driving, so I had to look at the road, but it was hard to not, you know, stare up at the mountains and everything. And we put on the Dr. Zhivago soundtrack because I felt like I was in Russia. But anyway, it's been incredible. So, but here's a song about something you probably don't see as much up here. All of my ancestors were tobacco farmers down in North Carolina. So this is a song called Tobacco Road.
See what lies in front of you, and it's a long road.
Well, within this year, we've had a lot of firsts. Like I said, it was our first time today here in South Dakota, but last summer, it was also the first chance we ever got to go across the water as a band. We got to go all the way to Burkina Faso, Africa. I love, no one ever expects me to say that. I hadn't heard of it until they asked us to go there. We got to go with the State Department, and so we did a lot of cultural exchange type programs, and unfortunately they speak French in this country, which we do not speak any French. And so they set us up with some really good translators, and I think that was a real, you know, plus to have to know how to get around and order a cheeseburger at a restaurant, you know, was with your translator. But before we got there, they had put posters up all over town that were saying that we were going to come and asking people to come out and see us. And I think they were supposed to read, "The Barefoot Movement, Will They Play Without Shoes?" But the translation got a little tore up, and it actually ended up saying, "The Barefoot Movement, Will They Play With Their Feet?" So I hope that's not what you were expecting. Here's a song from our latest EP. It's a blues number called "Hey Lottie Papa." 1, 2, 3. Me and makes my blood run cold. take a minute and introduce our mandolin player to you. He and I went to high school together in Granville County, North Carolina, which I'm sure you've all heard of. We met in English class, and I heard him play classical guitar. We were studying the literary periods, and he was in charge of the Renaissance, so he brought his guitar in and played a song by King Henry VIII, and I thought, man, he is really awesome. We should play together. And so I organized my thoughts into about a 7.5-page letter and said, please play music with me. It was basically the gist, and he eventually got back to me and said, okay. So we've been playing together ever since. He wrote this next tune. This is Mr. Tommy Norris from Creedmoor, North Carolina.
Thank you. This one's about sheep. It's an instrumental.
You don't see.
This is No Cover, No Minimum Radio with the Barefoot Movement on SDPB Radio.
We spent the last month working up some new songs, and so we got a brand new one for you, which I'm sure they're all brand new to you. Yeah. But it's brand new to us as well. We just recently all moved to Nashville, and Nashville, Tennessee. None of us are actually from there. But this song mentions Nashville. It's not about Nashville. It's just about trying to make yourself happy no matter where you find yourself. And that is why it is called Anywhere I Plant My Feet. You can sense this foot theme.
About no.
slow it down a bit for you. I love to play this next song when we get a chance. It's not really a festival number, but it's nice in a place like this. It's one from our first record. When I was growing up, I did a lot of theater, and I really loved theater, and I loved playing in places like this just because of that. But I pretty much had to pick and do something with my life, so I went for the music. But when I was in college, I got the chance to do one more show, and it was a show that was about women who had served time in Vietnam. And there were actually quite a number of women over there. They could have either been Red Cross girls, Army officers, nurses, of course. My character was a USO performer. Go figure. But they were all true stories. They were from a book called Peace of My Heart, and that was the name of the show. And so for 3 months, for 5 days a week, I had to go and pretend like I was going to Vietnam and then pretend like I had come home from Vietnam. And as you can imagine, it was... It's quite a experience, quite a life-changing time for me, and it was really, really special. So this is a song. It's called Martha's Song, and Martha was one of those nurses who shared her story with us.
I'd rather be alone.
gonna get our bass player up here to sing you a song. She comes to you all the way from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. And if anybody hadn't seen snow like this, it's her. We met at East Tennessee State University in the mountains of East Tennessee, and that's the only place, well, it was the first place at least, that you could get a degree in bluegrass, old time, and country music. True story. And so I was pretty desperate. I really wanted a new bass player, and I wanted a girl, and I wanted one that could sing. But what I really wanted was one that was smaller than the bass. And so we were lucky. We were really lucky to find her because, you know, those things are big. They take up a lot of room. And so, and she doesn't. So here she is. She's going to sing you this song. Miss Hazy Siako from Myrtle Beach.
If y'all feel like dancing, this is the one to do it on.
Poke somebody in the face with my bow. It's only happened once.
Yeah, not the first time. Definitely not the last.
This one's called Should Have Known.
Thing is trust, nothing's set in stone. especially not their own. Since it was me who taught these things, I guess you should have known. I know what it meant. I'll never forget. No, I'll never forget. Couple more and take a little break. We've got a whole nother set of music on the way, and so please don't go anywhere because we've counted all of you. And if you leave them, here's another one of our new ones. I don't really know what to call this one yet, so right now I'm just calling it Can't Stop, Won't Stop, because that sounds exciting.
Yeah.
this last one we're going to do this set is it's also pretty new. This is one that Tommy wrote as an instrumental, and I thought that it could really use some words. So I decided I should do that, but I didn't really know what to write about. I was kind of dried up at the time, but also at this time I was binge watching one of my favorite TV shows, one you might have heard of. Not sure how popular it is in this part of the world, but it is the number one show on television. It's called The Walking Dead. There's for that guy, whoever that was. Okay, so that's a show about zombies. If you're not familiar. Like kind of the apocalypse, kind of the end of the world type thing. But what inspired me about the show was that it's very much focused on never giving up and never losing hope, and even in the face of zombies. And so that's kind of what I compare the music industry to, zombies in this next song. So this is one called Pressing Onward.
The Barefoot Movement on No Cover, No Minimum Radio, recorded February 26, 2015, at the Matthews Opera House in Spearfish. The Barefoot Movement is Noah Wall on fiddle and vocals, Tommy Norris on mandolin, Alex Connerly on guitar and vocals, and Hasey Siako on upright bass and vocals. For more information, go to barefoot-movement.com and see The Barefoot Movement on Facebook. This concert was recorded by Jack Hughes, thanks to the Matthews Opera House. You can learn more at matthewsopera.com. Tonight's program was the first of a two-part concert featuring the Barefoot Movement. Hear the second set next week right here on No Cover, No Minimum Radio, a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. And remember, you can access past concerts at sdpb.org. I'm Steve Zwemke for SDPB Radio.